Okay, Shavuot Tov. We're starting Sefer Avodah today. Sefer Avodah has 9 different books in it. We're going to start with Beis Pira. Obviously, Sefer Avodah deals with all things having to do with service in the temple. And then the next book after this is Korbanos, which is, gets into the specific, obviously, the sacrifices. Okay, so we'll start with the Hilchos Beis Bechira, which basically details the mitzvos and the halakhos about construction of the temple and the primary elements, primary kelim that are required for the temple. The next section is Klei Mikdash, the Obdumbo, which will get to some of the more minor kelim, so to speak. So the Rambam says in the Kosara, Hilchos Beis Bechira, Yesh b'chalon sheish mitzvot. So there are 6 commandments, shlosh mitzvot asay, and shlosh mitzvot lo asay. So there are 6, 3 positive and 3 negative. The zero pratam. So the first one is livnos beis hamikdash, to build the temple. Number 2, shlo livnos hamizbeach gazis. You can't build the mizbeach itself with like cut stones. Shlo lalos olav malos. You can't go up, build stairs or use stairs to go up to the mizbeach. The fourth one is liyiram in a mikdash, to basically fear the temple. Halacha hayla shamro saviv, to always have it guarded. And finally, halacha above, a mitzvah above is shalol hashvish mirasa, never to leave it unguarded. So there's both a positive and negative commandment dealing with guarding the temple. Okay. Parakav halacha av, the Rambam says, mitzvah se lasos bayis lashem, mucha lios makrimin baruch habanos. Simple formula. It is a positive commandment to build a house for God that is ready for the purpose of bringing sacrifices. The chovei elav shlosh pamim b'shana, and we celebrate there 3 times a year. Shnemar ba'asul mikdash. This is all the other reg. V'gvon esparish for Torah, Mishkan shasim Moshe Rabbeinu. So in the Torah, we already listed the Mishkan, which was called the prototype. V'ayilafi shah, and it was only temporary. Shnemar ki lo v'asem ma'atah. So the Mishkan serves as the starting point for understanding the halachas of building the base of mikdash. Halacha base. Kevan shenichnesu la'aretz. When they got into Eretz Yisrael, a Mishkan b'gilgal, arba esrei shana shekavshu b'shechalkot. So when they entered Eretz Yisrael, it stayed in Gilgal for the Mishkan stayed in Gilgal for 14 years until they finished conquering and dividing up the land. Misham ba'ol l'Shiloh, they then took the Mishkan over to Shiloh. Ubanu sham bayis shalavanim, they built a stone place for it. Uparshu yirios the Mishkan alav, and they put the curtains of the Mishkan over it. Lo ha'isa sham tikra, and there was no roof there yet. Vishin samech tes, which is 369 years. Shana amad Mishkan Shiloh, so for 369 years stood the Mishkan of Shiloh. Ugushemes Eli, when Eli passed away, Kharab, they took it down, it was destroyed. Ubaul Nov, they brought the Mishkan over to Nov, Ubanush HaMikdash. Then they built some type of temple over there. Ugushemes Shmuel, when Shmuel passed away, Kharab, they took it down. Ubaul Gibon, they took it to Gibon. Ubanush HaMikdash, they built another one there. Ubagibon Baul Beis Olamim. And Ubagibon came to basically Yerushalayim. The main Nova Gibon, the total time that the Mishkan was in Nova Gibon, was Sheva B'chamish Mishana, was 57 years. Lach Gimel. Kevan Shenivda Mikdash B'Yushalayim. So once the base of Mikdash was built in Yushalayim, Nezru Kol Vakum was Kol Livnos Pan Bayis Lashem Lach Ebrach Korban. After that point, what it called, there was a prohibition in place to build any other type of temple type stuff, a thing outside of the Yushalayim and to be Lach Ebrach Korban. Or in other words, it was what's called Isser Bamos. The only place where there can be a permanent temple is in Yerushalayim. Uvahar Hamaria Sheba, and the Har Maria location in Yerushalayim. Shneim Rav Yom David Zehu Beis Pais Hashem Lokim. Zem Mizbach Lo Yisrael, Mem Mizbeach Lo Yisrael. Vomer Zos Mizuchas Yad Yad. So this is where the Yerushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash, and Har Maria. That's where the makom for Korbanos is supposed to be. Halachadal Binyan Shebana Shlomo Korban Kores Blachan. So the design that Shlomo used to build the base of Mikdash is listed in detail in Sefer Malachim. Now we know that the instructions for the third temple are in Yecheskel, but they're not so clear. In the times of the second temple, when they built in the times of Ezra, they followed Shlomo's design. But they didn't include certain obvious things are brought down in Yecheskel. So again, the third base of Mikdash will use Yecheskel as a guide. In times of the second base of Mikdash, they did borrow or use some things from Yecheskel. For the most part, it came from Shlomo's design. What's fundamental, the most fundamental things that are required for the temple? Number one, Ozenbo Kodesh. So one is the Kodesh. The second is Kodesh Kadashim. That's the inner chamber. And in front of the Kodesh area is an empty sort of area called the Ulam. Together, the Ulam plus the Kodesh plus Kodesh Kodashim are called the Heichal. And you take a wall or partition and surround the Heichal, right? Using the basically the outer areas that were used in the Mishkan in the desert. This entire enclosed area, right, outside the Heichal, right, is called the Azara. That's called Nukam Mikdash. So Mikdash means Azara plus Heichal. Heichal means Ulam plus Kodesh Kodash. Okay. Allah above. Those are Mikdash Kalim. And there's certain Kalim that are required for the base of Mikdash. We're going to get to some of them here and some of them later. Mizbeach la'ola l'shar korbanos. You need one Mizbeach for korbanos. The Kevesh olam b'olam Mizbeach. Kevesh is the ramp that will go up to the Mizbeach. U'mukom avnei ulam mashal p'daram. And there had to be an area, what it called, excuse me, the position of the Kevesh, or the ramp, was before the ulam facing south. The kior, the chanel, the kadosh men upon midam raglan lavoda, and there was some type of kior, which is literally like a wash area, but like a kli that was filled with water and some faucets, and an area in the bottom of it where the kohanim would wash their hands and feet prior to doing lavoda. The mukom bein umam mizbeach mashal chadarim shu small and nifnas hamikdash, and the place for the kior and kano was basically between the ulam and the mizbeach, facing south, which is to the left when you come into the base of mikdash. Later on down the road, we'll be using pictures and maps. Mizbeach l'ktores, you needed an altar for ktores. U'menorah, you need a menorah, and a u'shulchan and a shofan. U'shlosha masach l'kodesh, ne kodesh kodesh. So the mizbeach l'ktores, the menorah and the shofan, were all inside the kodesh, but outside the kodesh kodesh. Okay, lach zayin ha-menorah, b'darim yisrael nechas. The menorah was in the south, to the left side of when one entered into the heichal, into the kodesh. U'shulchan miyamin. The shulchan was to the right of it, and the lachem panim went on it. Both of them were outside the kodesh kodashim. And the mizbeach haktores was made between the two and the outside. The osim misoch azara vulin ad kan yisrael ad kan lachem. Inside this azara, which is the area again that surrounded the heifal, they put up one border from where the Jews can go. The non kohanim come up to, and then one up to the kohanim. They also had to build these certain rooms, storage rooms, other type of work rooms, all throughout the Azara, and these are called, each one's called a Lishka, and we'll get to all these down the road also. Halacha Ches, because you bone on a Heichal Azara, bone above the list. Now, insofar as the construction is concerned, when you build a Heichal Azara, you must use large stones. You couldn't find these types of stones, bone and bilvenim, you would use bricks. So you can't smooth these stones over inside the base of Mikdash, inside the Har Bayis area, rather outside of it. And then once you smooth out the stones, then you bring them into the base of Mikdash. So you have to use these beautiful stones, and you can't split them outside inside the Mikdash. Also, you can't use any kind of hammer or axe to chop away at the stone inside the base of Mikdash area. Halacha says, "Vein bone about eight bolet klal ela bavanim abelavanim besid." So you can never have wood protruding from any of the walls inside the base of Mikdash. Rather, everything has to be surrounded by stone or by brick and things of that nature. Vein osin achsadro shall eight befal azara ela shall bavanim levin. You also can't go ahead and make like the wooden chambers and rooms. What it called? Inside the Azara, rather, lishkos were made out of either stone or brick. Halacha yud. Umratzim es kol Azara b'vanim mikaros. Excuse me. Right. So the floor of the Azara was laid out with very beautiful stones, expensive ones. The Nakra Evan, if one of them came out, afi shiomedes mikoma, even if it's still in its place, but it's loose. Oh, but iskakala, since it came out psula, so now the Azara becomes, so to speak, psul. But asur l'kono obed, and the Kohen who does his avoda. He can't stand on it because it will be considered a chatzitza until that stone is replanted or re-cemented into the ground. Ideally, one should do. Ideally, the building should be built as high as possible based on how much people can provide for that. And you have to make it as beautiful and attractive as possible. You can if you can plate the entire outside with gold, better to do so. Mitzvah. So to make it as beautiful as possible, that is considered the ideal. Halach your base. In bonus of mikdash reliable, you cannot build the base of mikdash at night. Shneimar of a yom akimas mishkan, biyom mikimin. It's during the day, lo belayla, not at night. Those can be vinyan. You're involved in building the base of mikdash from alos shachar from dawn ad seisuvam till the stars come out. Ba'kol chayim libnos ulasayv atzman u'monam. So everyone is chayiv to be involved in building and in participating and donating. Anashim and nashim, men and women, can mikdash hamidbar, just like the mishkan in the desert. However, the little kids were learning in school. We don't mevatel the learning to go out and help build this. Also, you cannot be mechala yomtov to go ahead and build the Beis HaMikdash. HaMizbeach, now getting to the specifics about the Mizbeach, the larger Mizbeach for the Korbanos. Eino sono ela binyan avanim. You can only make it out of stone. Zeshen emar b'torah mizbach adama ha'asali. But the Torah says make it out of earth. Shehiyeh mechuba radama. That means it's got to be into the ground. So you have new lo agav ekifin lo agav mechilos. You can't build it like on an arch or like on a cave. Zeshen emar im mizbach avanim. And we learn out also from what it called from the Torah Shabbat that it's not optional. Rather, you're chayav to go ahead and use stones. So any stone, right? This is a building of Mizbeach that has damage on it. And if you ran your fingernail over it, it would get caught, just like we saw a long time ago with a shkita knife. You cannot use that stone for either the ramp or for the Mizbeach. They have to be complete stones. So where exactly would they get these stones from? So on this, so to speak, virgin ground, right? So they would dig into this area of ground that has never been built on before, okay? They would dig down until they hit the point where they would see these stones and then bring the stones out. Or they would take it from the Mediterranean, Ubona Mehen, and use those to build. So too, the stones of the Kodesh and Kodesh Kodashim, as well as the Azara, were also made from complete stones. So let's say the stones of the Heichal of the Azara, let's say they got damaged or they got split, they're puzzled. You can't fix them, rather, they go into Geniza. They get buried away. Any stone that iron or touched it, even if it didn't make like a defect in it, you cannot use to build a Mizbeach. Or the ramp. So when the cherub and the sword touches it, so to speak, or waved over it, it is now mechala, it's profane. That bona evan shenagaba bars on mizbeach or the kevesh. Let's say someone uses a stone that iron touched it for the mizbeach or the ramp. Loka, you get makla. Shnemar lo sedet san gazis. That bona evan pogum over base. But if you use a stone that was damaged, then you're simply violating a positive commandment. Evan shenifkama or shenagaba barzel, an evan that's damaged or is touched by iron, acha shenivis mizbeach or bekevesh, after the mizbeach and kevesh are built, osa evan psula, that one rock or stone becomes puzzle, bashar kishura, and the rest of it is still, you can still use the rest of the mizbeach. Malavin is mizbeach pamayim bashana bepesa bukhat, and they would coat the mizbeach with some sort of cement layer twice a year on Pesach and on Sukkot. When they would go ahead and coat it, they would use a cloth of some sort, like a napkin, a towel. But they can't use an iron lathe type thing, because if they did that, obviously, if the iron touched it, it would passle lots of the mizbeach. You can't make steps up to the mizbeach. You make like this incline, so to speak, going south of the mizbeach. And what you do is you basically decline it from the Mizbeach into the ground, and that's called a kevesh. Someone takes steps up to the Mizbeach, so you put like a stepladder next to it and went up, you would get malchus. Anyone who demolishes a single stone of Mizbeach, when we call a heichal, right? Or from the heichal, or from the Bein Ulam Mizbeach, or from the Ulam area to the Mizbeach, derech hashkasa, for the purpose of destroying it, Loki, you get makosh. You cannot do this. Okay, moving on to the menorah. a menorah v'kileiv, v'ashulchan v'kileiv, v'mizbeach hakaros v'chol klisharis. So when it comes to the menorah and the various vessels that are required to serve the menorah, which we'll see later in the future parak, the shulchan, as well as the kelim that went with the shulchan, and the mizbeach hakaros, and all the kelim that went with that, and all other klisharis, eino simasan el matachas levad. You make them out of metal. If you made these kelim out of wood, bone, stone, or glass, they are pasul. Now, let's say, let's say everybody was poor. You can even make them out of tin. When they get wealthy, they make them out of gold. Right? So that includes things like the basins and shvuds, like a spit they would use for the korban, the rakes, the migrafos, which get to those, as well as the vessels they will build for measuring. If the tzibur can afford it, make him out of gold. Afilu sharei ha'azara, even the gates of the azara, mechatan osam zav, you cover them in gold, imatza yadam, if they can afford to do so. Finally, alach ha'chaf, we'll stop here. Einos and kol kelim, nechlatsan al shem ha'kodesh. All the kelim for the base of mikdash must be done for the purpose of hekdesh, for being consecrated. V'nasu, mitchlatsan lehedjo, but if they didn't have that in mind when they made them, einos and osam al-gavoa, they can't now be used for the base of mikdash. Uklei gavoa, they're considered used for the base of mikdash. Ad shelo nishtamesh ben gavoa, rashai lishtamesh ben hedro. So what do you call it? Once they're used up, okay, excuse me, let's say a kli was set aside for use in the base of mikdash, it was never used before, okay, never actually used, then it could be used for regular purposes. Lishtamesh ben gavoa, shelo hedro, but once it's used for the base of mikdash, it can never be used by a regular person. Avana mikoros, stones or boards, shechatzvan mitfil base kineses, let's say they were cut and set aside for building a shul, ain bonos on the harabayas, you cannot use them for building on the base of Mikdash. That ends Parak Aleph, and we'll pick up Parak Beis tomorrow.